In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It has been pointed out that in these passages that we've just heard from the Gospel according to St. Luke, Jesus does two different things in order to teach his teaching about how we should live. First, he begins with something that any human being who follows his own conscience will understand is true. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This isn't a revelation. This is kind of a natural law discovered by pre-Christian cultures throughout the world, most famously and clearly by Confucius, centuries and centuries before the coming of Christ. It makes sense to treat others as you would have them treat you. If you try to live in a society in any other kind of way, it just won't work out. If you demean others and don't give them their just due, how can you expect them to do the same for you? It's only logical. This is no revelation. Jesus is beginning at the level of human understanding of what is decent, right, good, and just. But he goes beyond that in a new kind of way. It's been pointed out that the difference between the first thing he says, the do unto others, and the second things that he says, one after another, are different in that all of the new things depend on the consequences if you do as I command you to do. And these are commands. They're not suggestions. He is the incarnate Son of God. He is the Lord of all things. If he is our Lord, when he teaches these things, we won't just take them as suggestions or possibilities. And yet they are so different from what we're familiar with from the Old Covenant. The Old Covenant law, the commandments of Moses. Thou shalt not. It's a command from outside and above. Human beings are in moral chaos within themselves, and they need to be controlled by God's imposing a set of laws, rules, that they simply must follow. He doesn't begin by appealing to their understanding. Jesus is not after the same sort of thing. He came into the world in order to change the world from inside of human beings. Changing the human condition from inside of us so that we would not be bound to our fear of death and determined to organize the world according to worldly principles that leave God out. And so Jesus is appealing for our understanding. He's not imposing his commandments. Sometimes we get so caught up in our understanding or misunderstanding of St. Paul's famous words about how we are no longer under the law, but now we are free of the law. But what is the new law? The new law is Jesus Christ. Our humanity revealed. Revealed that it is possible, because of the work that Christ does in the world, destroying the power of death over us, because we don't have to fear death, because we can be one with Christ, one with his turning his back on fear and concern for the powers of the world and accepting a death that leads to resurrection. And we can do the same thing. And so he is appealing to what can happen within us because of the reason that he has come. He has come to set us free of the necessity to organize the world according to force, according to law, that is simply imposed, and we simply follow it. He appeals to something inside of us that he knows is there, because he was there when it was put there. The Son of God was present at the creation of mankind. Father, Son, Holy Spirit participated in the creation of human beings. And he knows that every human being alive was created in the image of God and meant to be like God. And so he appeals to us within ourselves. And after having reminded us of the basic things that any human being who follows their conscience can understand, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, he goes on to say, love your enemies. Love those who despitefully use you. Pray for them. Turn your cheek when someone slaps your cheek and offer the other cheek. Lend expecting nothing in return. These are not prescriptions for the rule of order in a fallen world. Sometimes people have mistaken them for that, and very pious groups of human beings have tried to set up some kind of an alternative community according to the teachings of Christ and tried to follow the things that he said as though they were rules that we simply impose upon ourselves and upon others. But that's not what they are. Even the Gentiles, even sinners, love those who love them. But if you love those who do not love you, who despitefully use you, who take things that belong to you, don't expect them to be returned. Be not according to the justice of the world, be like your Father in heaven, because he gives to those who are ungrateful. When people, human beings, are disrespectful to God, he doesn't turn his back on them forever. And so Christ tells us, do the same. If you do all these things, there will be a consequence. You will be like your Heavenly Father. You will be the children of the Most High. You will change. We can live like this because we need have no fear of death. We need have no fear of the power of this world, because Christ overcomes that power. But are these suggestions, things that we might adopt, things that we are free maybe to say, well, but these are impractical suggestions. I can't live like this in the world. I follow the decent laws of the world in which I live. I am a Christian. I obey the Ten Commandments. I might even have them in my yard. I've often thought, wrongly, that we as Christians should put the Beatitudes in our yard, because they are the command of Christ. The Father's call, the Sermon on the Mount, and the Sermon on the Plain that we heard from this morning, the commandments of Christ. Christ, God, commands us to be like him, to follow him. It is possible to follow him. That's why he came. He came in order to make it possible for us to follow him, and we can. The things that he tells us about how we ought to act in the world, there is a promise attached to them. If we desire to see the promise fulfilled, then we will respond. Do these things and you will be like God, as you were created to be, created in the image and to be like God, the image and likeness of God, because this is how God is. And he expects a response. They aren't idle suggestions where we can consider ourselves Christians and ignore them. Turn our backs on them. We do answer him. If we answer him yes, then we answer with joy, because he has given us the gospel, the good news of the fact that it is possible to be like God through him. It is possible for us to fulfill the humanity that we desire to fulfill if we accept a death like his. and arise into a new life like his, we will become like God. We answer either yes to the gospel with that joy, or we answer no. No, I prefer to go on without saying yes to this news. I prefer to live according to the world and find some way to compromise with the revelation of Christ and the revelation to us of our humanity in Christ. I prefer to ignore that and live as though Christ had not come. I will worship him. As gods have always been worshipped, I will worship Christ. But I will not respond positively to his offered promise that if I live like him, I turn my back on the world from inside of myself, that I can be like him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.